The word is usufruct. To most lawyers, it means right of use, the right to use a parcel of land that belongs to another. To me, it means a day-long party thrown by Don Anderson. Don Anderson lived part-time in Washington, D.C., and spent most weekends 3 hours away in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. He called his Memorial Day weekend party the usufruct and held it on land he dearly loved, called Daniels Mountain. The event was an annual celebration of his legal right to use the property for the duration of his life, with the ancestral land reverting to other family upon his death. The affair peaked after the pig roast, after the bagpipes, after the conversation about everything from poetry to politics, with an evening performance of a Shakespearean tragedy. Don Anderson always cast himself as one who entered riding a horse, even when Shakespeare hadn't had the good sense to include the equine in the play. The last time I saw Don make his grand entrance, he was riding a white horse. And though I know he didn't intend it, that's just about right. He died a few days ago, leaving behind thousands of people who would absolutely cast him in the role of knight in shining armor. Don Anderson was a lawyer, but if you'd look for his name in any of the law databases, you'd come up empty-handed. He tried the law. He'd worked on Capitol Hill and drafted civil rights legislation for the House Education and Labor Committee, but he ultimately decided that he could best serve the ends of justice by serving people, empowering the poor to take charge of their lives through political action. He started his grassroots organization, the National Association for the Southern Poor, in the 1960s. He crisscrossed the rural backwaters of Virginia and North Carolina, and later Mississippi and Alabama, working to convince people that they could overcome generations of oppression and exclusion by voting, running for office, becoming a vocal majority. Start small, he'd suggest, like a demand for garbage pickup in poor neighborhoods, and then keep going. Let your voice be heard by the white power structure, and you'll soon have a share of the power yourselves to hold forever. He knew from experience. Don Anderson had brown skin. He was the great-grandson of a slave who had worked the land called Daniels Mountain. Don didn't talk much about his personal experiences with racism, but he'd tell college student volunteers that he couldn't vote until 1965, the year of the Voting Rights Act, and several years after he'd received degrees from both the London School of Economics and the University of Michigan Law School. He put those degrees to good use. His fight against oppression, the Washington Post wrote last week, is credited with improving public schools and promoting the construction of a family health clinic, recreation center, and library in county after county across the rural South. He decided that such work was more satisfying to him than more standard uses for a law degree. It taught people that they had the power to take charge of their own lives and communities. It also gave him a bit more time to write poetry and play the bagpipes. Don Anderson taught me many things. Usufruct is a legal term, but can also mean a party where the guest list includes rich and poor, black and white, peacocks, and a three-legged Weimaraner. Power isn't only about the money. It's also, far more importantly, about achieving justice. And finally, Shakespeare wasn't always right. Not only did he not put horses to their full use, he wrote a sweepingly negative line about all lawyers. To our great loss, the usufruct is over. I'm Amy.